This year, more than 120 women and girls found out they're part of the same terrible club. As children and teenage athletes, they were allegedly abused by the same sports doctor, Larry Nassar. They are moms and college students and former Olympians. And as Nassar considers a plea deal next week on sexual assault charges, some of these women are meeting for the first time. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
It is Monday morning. We are at a legal office just outside of East Lansing. It's one of those conference rooms that all law offices must have, with buzzing fluorescent lights and shelves of law books. Half a dozen women file in together, chatting, a little bit nervous. A few of these women are in their 30s with kids. The youngest in the group is 17. They first met through their lawyers a couple weeks ago. And one of them, Jessica Smith, is a dance teacher and student at Fair State University. She says she hit a low point the other day.
I just wanted to be alone. I was at the grocery store. I didn't want people to look at me. I just was angry and confused with my emotions. And, you know, not 10 minutes later, someone texted into our group chat that, oh my gosh, does anyone else just want to stay in bed today? And I was like, yes, you understand. And I was like, okay, no, you know.
Christine Harrison, a student at Michigan State University, is also part of that group text.
We felt like we were alone for so long. And since I've met these girls, there has been one day where we haven't talked. Just knowing that we are not alone in this anymore is, I can't even put it in words.
Harrison, Smith, and the others all say that they were sexually assaulted by former MSU sports doctor and Olympic gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. They say he digitally penetrated them under the guise of treatment. Often their parents were in the room. Dr. Nassar would use a towel or his body to block their parents' view.
It breaks my heart to see that they're sad. Especially for my mom, because when I was assaulted, sometimes she was in the room.
Again, this is Christine Harrison.
And she's having a hard time accepting that she took me to MSU where I was treated and sexually assaulted. She's having a really hard time.
Most outsiders can understand that these women are obviously angry and they're grieving, but it's only with each other that they can talk about the feelings that even they don't understand, the stuff that makes them feel like maybe they're crazy. Like when Jessica Smith catches herself feeling sad for Dr. Nassar.
To, you know, see Larry skinny and, you know, in a courtroom on TV. How can that ever make me sad to see that?
Sometimes, though, it's just too hard to talk. One young woman starts crying while we're sitting here. She goes outside, sits in her car for a little bit, lets her anxiety ebb. And on one level, these women feel stunned and hopeful about Nassar potentially pleading guilty next week. But they also share a lot of the same frustrations.
Yeah, I feel like if we were football players or if we were males, this would be handled a lot differently.
This is college student Alexis Alvarado. It is a theme that these women bring up repeatedly, that when sexual abuse was uncovered at Penn State, there were outside investigations, the NCAA got involved, it was nightly news across the country. And the Nassar case is big news, sure, but they feel like the outrage is missing.
It's like they don't see us as we're as important as like the football players, or it's just not that big of a deal.
If we had been boys, they keep saying, or if this had been football, not gymnastics, would adults have accepted this as just medical treatment for so long? They're not sure. But they say if every girl was believed or supported from the start, then none of them would have to be here in this law office, swapping stories about abuse and trauma. What these women actually want, they say, is not to have groups like this. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.